On a Sunday morning, deep in the Pine Barrens of South Jersey, about 35 Siberian Huskies are tethered to cables strung between trees. They are very excited.
Friends offered me a dog out of a litter of 8, and they were concerned whether I could handle that energy level.
Stephanie Meyer of Bergen County needed to find a way to tire her dog out.
He dug out drainage pipes, not only on top, on the side, underneath. My yard looked like I was building an oil rig.
Meyer is a member of the Jersey Sands Sled Dog Racing Association, but sled is a little misleading. South Jersey usually doesn't get enough snow for sledding, particularly this year, so the dogs mostly pull three-wheeled carts called gigs. Many are made from bicycle wheels and aluminum frames.
The more miles I do, the better behaved he is. A tired dog is a good dog.
Almost every week in the winter months, members of the association meet here to run their dogs through a four-mile loop. Pat Quinn of Ocean County is mushing a 10-dog team.
Are you ready? Hold on.
A big team requires a big gig. Quinn's cart, when it's loaded up, can weigh 350 pounds.
The rear tire's from a 72 Dodge with the master cylinder. Get!
Once they're hooked into line and moving, the dogs are silent. They don't bark, they don't whine, they just run.
Pull. I don't think they do it because they want to do it. They do it. Well, they want to run, but dogs do things because you condition them to do it, not because they really want to do it. I mean, they really want to run, you just channel that energy, you know. Are you ready?
Pulling a wheeled cart through the sandy soil of the Pine Barrens is more difficult than pulling a sled over snow. There's more resistance. So the dogs have to work harder. But it needs to be cold. They love it if it's below freezing. On this day, it's in the mid-40s.
It's warm. I mean, I'm out here without gloves, and I'm not uncomfortable. They run the best when you're freezing. And you can barely stand it. That's when they're running the best. Oh.
Dogs cannot sweat. They release body heat by panting. And a husky's fur is really good at retaining heat. So running on, say, a 60-degree day can cause serious problems and heat stroke. Mushing, even on dirt, is strictly a winter sport.
Years ago, they started talking about the global warming. I was a little skeptical there. I says, I don't know, global warming, yeah.
Dave Culpa has been mushing dogs for 20 years.
But you know what? We used to start Labor Day weekend, which is the first weekend of September. It seemed like each year, you know, it'd be, well, the second weekend of September. And then it got down to the third week of September. One year, we didn't get out to almost anything until the first weekend of November. I mean, it was because it was up to the 70-degree mark, and that's way too warm.
The Jersey Sands Sled Dog Racing Association organizes three races a year, and once a year it goes to a snow race in upstate New York. But many members say they don't compete. The president is Jay Frock, and he says it's mostly just a good workout.
It's fun to do stuff with your dogs. It's so many people just have dogs that they put in their backyard. They may walk them once in a while, but they really don't have fun with them, where they like to do stuff. A dog left idle, especially a working dog, gets himself into trouble. That's when they eat up your couches.
Many members of the association only have one dog, or maybe two. So at these weekend training events, they combine their dogs together to form teams. And the association members are so close, many of their dogs are related to one another by blood. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.